Most people who invest in IPOs, that is initial public offering, do not know the actual meaning of initial public offering. They just know that the company gets listed in the stock market and that's it. But there is a lot more things regarding IPO that you need to know before investing in initial public offering, because when it comes to finance, education is extremely important before taking any decision. Hey everyone, this is Anuj Vora, and in today's podcast I will be going to talk about initial public offering. We will discuss each and everything regarding initial public offering that you need to know before making any investment decisions. So without any further ado, let's begin. Businesses require money for so many purposes. For example, if there is a business that wants to expand its business from one nation to another nation and want to establish their brand in the other country, then that particular business will require tons of money. Also, there are some businesses who require tons of money for the purpose of marketing as well. There are businesses who require tons of money for the research and development. And there are multiple reasons, like hiring new people, or getting a new office, setting up a new factories, and there are so many things for which businesses require millions of dollars. So in order to acquire a large chunk of money, what the promoters, or I should say the owner of the businesses, can do is to invest their own money, or they can just tell their friends and family members and collect their money and invest that money in their business. They can just go to the venture capitalist. And regarding venture capitalist, I will also make a podcast to explain about each and everything regarding VC, that are venture capitalist. There are angel investors. And the last option that the businesses can leverage is initial public offering, or IPO. So if I explain in the simplest language, that the meaning of IPO is to raise money from people, to raise money from retail investors. This is what IPO is. This is what initial public offering is. Now let us understand what really happens when an IPO gets listed. Let's say there is a company named ABC Limited. Here I'm talking about ABC Limited, or if you are listening to in the United States, then ABC Incorporation. It is meaning that it is a public limited company. So a private limited company, or a limited liability company, or limited liability partnership company cannot be listed in the stock market. If you are a business owner of a company with LLP or LLC, you need to be public limited to get listed in the stock market. So let's begin with the ABC Limited, the public listing of ABC Limited. Assuming that there are two founders of that company, there are two promoters of that company, and the name of that founders are X and Y. Both have the ownership of 50-50%. Now both wants to make it bigger, both wants to grow their business, both wants to spend money on marketing, both wants to globalize its business, and there are so many goals that these two business owners wants to accomplish. And for these kind of purposes, they require too much money to expand and to operate their business globally. So what they will do is they will launch initial public offering. They will consider the public listing of their company, which is ABC Limited. So the meaning of IPO is to allow retail investors, to allow general public to invest in your company. These two co-founders, X and Y, want that people should invest in their company so that they can raise money. And in order to do that, what they need to do is to dilute their stack. The meaning of diluting their stack is to decrease their ownership and give that particular ownership to the people or the retail investor. Now, for the public listing, for the initial public offering, here is what both the founders are doing. They are diluting their 10% equity. That means they are selling 10% of their ownership to the public, to retail investors. That means now they have 40% of ownership of their company, and the 20% of their company's ownership is go for a public investors, that means retail investors. So now they have the ownership for their company 40% and the public investors have the ownership of 20%. Now, before listing in the stock market, both the co-founder have to decide that how much money they actually need. Let's say here we consider $100 million. Both the founders want at least $100 million so that they can raise money and they can expand their business. But the business model and the public sentiment towards ABC Limited is so good that they managed to raise more than $200 million from the initial public offering. That means now they have more money than they actually needed. So as there is a tremendous demand to buy the share of ABC Limited, the share price will gradually increase on the day when the stock gets listed. So this is how the stock price exponentially increases if there is a tremendous demand for that particular company. Another thing that you need to know about initial public offering is that the IPOs that is initial public offerings are responsible for making the owner and the promoter of the company to extremely wealthy people, because they own 40%. Both the co-founder, the name of that co-founder we have considered over here is X and Y, both own 40% of the company. So as people are loving the company, people have been investing aggressively in this particular IPO, the share price of this IPO, which is ABC Limited, will skyrocket, and this will lead to the increase of wealth in the both the founders. So you need to understand that a promoter, an institutional investor, angel investor, venture capitalist, and all these people want that IPO must be extremely successful. And if the IPO becomes successful, IPO gets so much attention from people, they make more money and they prefer to sell their minority of stake from the company because they are getting a huge profit because of the public sentiment. Because public chooses to invest aggressively in that particular company. So this is what you need to understand, that not all IPOs are great. There might be short-term profit. There are chances that for the shorter period of time the IPO performs really well, but in the end it goes down if the fundamentals are not strong. So IPO can be the gateway for the promoters, institutional investor, venture capitalist, angel investors to exit their portion in the company. Now here you need to understand that if the promoter and the investor, existing investor, institutional investors are selling their portion from that particular company, then there might be some reason. Also there are some profit booking strategies as well, but if the promoters are selling their portion, major portion from the company, that you need to stay away, you need to be cautious about investing in that particular IPO, because if the promoter is selling majority of the stake, that means that the owners are not interested in doing business. They just want to sell and book their profit via initial public offering, and that is why you need to be very careful before investing in IPO. I have seen a lot of people who do not understand such kind of thing and they just prefer to invest in IPO, but according to me that is not the right strategy. You need to know each and everything about the company, the promoters, the existing investors and all such things. Then and then you should make decisions before applying for initial public offering. The pros and cons of investing in IPO is a debatable topic. So based on these 12 minutes which I explained regarding the initial public offering, it's up to you how you think about initial public offering. So you make your decisions before investing. If it is good for you, you can go for it. If you need to understand about the company's fundamental before investing in IPO, you can also consider that strategy as well. So I hope this podcast helped you. Thanks for listening. If you find this episode valuable and you would like to help support the podcast, feel free to share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating or review. To catch all the latest updates from me, you can follow me on Instagram at anujv21, that is anujv21. Thanks again, and I will see you next time.